You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Monday Night Football on the West Coast, 49ers hosting the Rams, and the game decided by three big plays. The first one, running back Jeff Wilson of the 49ers.
On first down, here is a toss right up the gut. Wilson, goodbye, touchdown 49ers.
All right, Buck has got to stop saying here's a toss. He did it last week, too. It's not a toss when it's a handoff. That was a handoff. The guy went 32 yards for a touchdown. There's a difference between a touchdown pass and a handoff.
And this is why people hate Joe Buck.
Stop saying toss when it's a pitch or a handoff.
Member of the supergroup, Nickelback.
Second, a big play. Wide receiver for the 49ers, Deebo Samuel.
Third down and three. Quick throw. What a catch. Samuel stays upright. Terrific catch and run. One-on-one with Ramsey. Can't bring him down. Samuel, highlight reel. Touchdown.
Okay, so that was more of a run after the catch.
Yeah.
It was a short pass. He goes 57 yards for the touchdown.
Right.
Okay, so now we go to the fourth quarter. The score is 17-9 San Francisco. Rams have the ball. They're driving in hopes of scoring a touchdown and then converting a two-pointer so that they would tie the game. But that did not happen because quarterback Matthew Stafford would be picked off by Talanoa Hufanga.
This one is juggled, picked. There goes Hufanga. Hufanga, touchdown, San Francisco.
Yeah, Hufanga went 50 yards, I think, on that one.
Hufanga.
Hufanga Amunga.
Yes.
24-9 would be the final. They improved. The 49ers due to 2-2, while the Rams fall to 2-2. Everyone out in the NFC West now 2-2. One side note to this game, with seconds remaining in the first half, an idiot ran onto the field with a pink smoke flare.
Yes.
At which point, he was taken out by Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner because this guy decided to run past the Rams sideline. And Wagner was having no part of this, and he took him out. Here's Joe Buck with the call.
Van is on the field, so we'll have a bit of a stoppage. And now some of the Rams players get involved. And Bobby Wagner had enough. He just took the fan down.
No, that's not a great call.
No,
he didn't just take the fan down. Here is the alternate broadcast on ESPN, Peyton Manning. Here you go.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're talking
Wagner.
About. Wagner.
Bobby.
A veteran, right? Get him down. Now get out and let these guys take over.
He leveled the guy after the game. Wagner was asked about it.
I just saw somebody running on the field, and he looked like he wasn't supposed to be on the field.
No, he wasn't.
I saw security was having a little problem, so I helped him out.
Yep.
You don't know what the guy's going to do. You could have saved a life. You have no idea.
Yeah.
You did the right thing.
Great. If you haven't seen the video, one Ram comes out behind him and is like going to like either push him or tackle him.
Yeah.
And then Wagner comes out and the guy's got nowhere to go. So he's running full steam into a linebacker named Bobby Wagner.
Full gear.
Who just goes boom.
So is this posted up on our page?
We can put it up there.
Let's put that up on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page, the See It Now tab of our app.
There you go. In Major League Baseball in Pittsburgh, Albert Pujols of the Cardinals done did it again.
Albert hits it down the left field. Number 2,215 and 16. He's passed Babe Ruth. Second all time in history and runs batted in. A historic blast. Number 703.
Okay, a couple things.
It's amazing.
One, Pujols should not retire. Two, unfortunately, a two-run shot, not enough because the Pirates beat the Cardinals, but it doesn't matter. Cardinals going to the playoffs. Three, I don't have a problem with Albert Pujols. I like Albert Pujols. Was rooting hard for him to get to 700. And you know what? I love every record he set.
Yeah.
Except for this one, and here's the problem I have with this record.
Yeah.
He ranks second now on the runs batted in list, only behind Hank Aaron. The problem is Babe Ruth unofficially drove in 2,214 runs, but many of his runs batted in weren't counted because that stat wasn't recognized until 1920.
Oh, interesting.
So
when did he play professionally?
Yeah, so I kind of have – well –
yeah, I mean, how many years are we talking about?
I'd have to go back, but it basically, if you read it, it just says many of his runs weren't runs batted in weren't counted.
So does that also eliminate Henry Aaron?
No, because his runs were counted.
No, I know, but I mean, if Babe Ruth's run – we don't know what Babe's total
exactly.
was. So is Hank Aaron legitimately the RBI king?
It's not fair that you go, well, we didn't officially start counting it until here. However, we have official records of every baseball game that Babe Ruth played in, and the box scores.
Well, then we could go back and count them.
Can't you go back and count them? I wish they would do that. So, again, I have no problem with Albert Pujols. I think he's great. I wish him all the best. I just don't like this particular record. And you're right. I'm not sure I'm Hank Aaron in his corner on this one
either.
Based on the
I just don't know.
The Phillies in Houston, they had one task last night. A simple one, win, and they're in the playoffs. And they wasted no time getting to work.
Well, the first pitch of the night, and the Phillies hope it's a special night, is hit in the air to deep left field. Mancini's going back. It is gone! Kyle Schwarber the opposite way has given the Phillies a 1-0 lead right out of the gates. It's his 45th home run of the season.
Yeah, the Schwarbs knocking it out right out of the gate. Then with the score 2-0, guess who was at bat again? The Schwarbs.
And a towering fly ball deep to right field. Over toward the pole. It is gone! Second deck moonshot for Kyle Schwarber. He's homered for a second time tonight.
Second deck. He got all his weight into that one. They win that game 3-0, and they punch their ticket. They have secured a wild card. They're headed to the postseason as they beat Houston 3-0. First time since 2011. In Miami, the Marlins beat the Braves 4-0. I was watching this on my phone.
All right.
So the Braves lose 4-0, and the Mets and Nationals were rained out. The Nationals are not a good team. The Mets and Nationals will play two today. The Marlins are not a great team, but they're playing hard for Don Mattingly, who's not going to be their manager next year. We already know that.
All right.
They don't want to go out on a losing note, so they're going to try to beat the Braves. So now you got the Mets, who will play two today, and the Braves. If the Braves lose tonight and the Mets win both ends of the doubleheader, you have a tie atop of the National League East with one game to play. And as I'm thinking about this laying in bed, I'm so excited because I have hope. I've got hope. But then I realized maybe I shouldn't be, like, maybe this is a bad thing. As a matter of fact, I remembered the quote from Red in Shawshank when he was talking to Andy Dufresne.
Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope can drive a man insane.
Yes, and I don't want to be driven insane, so I'm just
and when it's the Mets.
Yeah, no, exactly. It just sucks. They led wire to wire. And boom. In other games of note, the Yankees beat the Rangers 3-1, but Aaron Judge still did not homer. Red Sox topped the Blue Jays, or the Rays 4-3. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles 5-1. Tigers over the Mariners 4-3. The Brewers, bittersweet victory. They beat the Diamondbacks 6-5, but were eliminated from postseason contention when the Phillies, like I said, beat the Astros. The Padres picked up a win over the Giants, and the Rockies edged the Dodgers. And here's your fun fact. Okay, in 1976, the Rocky Horror Picture Show came out, and there's the Rocky Horror Picture Show poster. I didn't want to use too much ink. So there's the poster, Rick.
Okay.
And one of the original taglines was a different... What does it say? A different what?
Different set of Jaws.
A different set of Jaws. And you know why? Because in 1975, when Jaws came out... They liked the Jaws poster so much that the Rocky Horror Picture Show folks hired the same guy to make the poster for Rocky Horror.
Ah, oh, and that's fantastic.
And if you look at them,
absolutely,
they're very similar.
Yes,
the very mouth. Similar.
The mouth.
Yes, and they're both like biting.
Yeah.
Ready to bite.
Yeah.
Ready to bite. There you
Interesting.
Go.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't it?